How are we doing, gang? This is James Sinclair, and this is another day. It's another podcast. Actually, this is my second podcast today. Someone's just been into our orifice to make a podcast called Executive Juice. But we're in our meeting room today. We're live on Facebook as we're recording this. And really, I wanted to do a podcast all on property and why I think property is a great thing for business owners to have around them for the long term to really help grow their business. So I've got about 10-12 points I want to do, and if you want to listen to this in clear DAB, digital audio quality, then the place for you to go is your favourite podcast platform. We're on all the usual suspects, aren't we, on that, Chuds? What are we on now? We're on
Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts.
Yeah, there they are, all the usual suspects. Don't forget, if you just joined into this podcast, please, you know, literally, make my day by reviewing the podcast. Give it a review, even if you hate it. Say, I hate this man. It's not a very good podcast. Then that's, you know, I just want, you know, people to go, yeah, this is a good thing. We're live on Instagram as well. Hey, the gram, how are we doing? Welcome to this podcast all about property investing. Let's get into it. I'm back.
Well, you're always there.
Yeah, well, I'm back. I always imagine in my head that there's going to be a little jingle.
No.
I think it's funny now. Okay. People are expecting a jingle. There's never a jingle. But let's talk property. How you can maximise profitability from property. It's a fantastic thing for business owners to do and non-business owners to do. Hence, I want to get going and do a property course. I'm doing one in September, October time. I'm fed up with people around thinking they know a load about property and they haven't got the sort of property portfolio that we've got. Now, not to be boasting, I've built a multi-million pound property portfolio. And here's the thing. I did it from scratch. I had no money. I did it on the back of my trading business. When I was a blooming clown doing kids' parties, I bought a property a year in my teens. By the time I got to 21, I had a serious property portfolio. I've still got that. I'm still growing it. It's a fan-bloody-tastic thing to do. And I just thought, you know what? I've got more than most of these people peddling out property stuff. And I'm going to say now, Chuds, that we're going to do our one. And it's going to be a decent course and probably slightly more aimed for business owners, but even for non-business owners too. So let's talk about property. Most people think they need loads of money for starting a business. And people think they need loads of money for starting a property portfolio. And the absolute case that it's not the case. I didn't have a lot of money when I started my property portfolio. I just knew what I wanted to build and what I wanted at the end. So how do I think about property? Well, for me, I don't think about size of portfolio. I think about size of rent roll. And this is where it all kicks off, gang. You've got to think about what your end rent roll would look like. So I want to build a property portfolio the end of my career has a £3.5 million rent roll. Then I build the portfolio around the rent roll. Now the rent roll is, you know, what I call as the cash flow that comes out of the business, or out of the property business. And this is exactly how I look at businesses. I think, well, what profit do I want to make out of it? Then I work out what turnover I need to bring in. Then I work out what team I need to bring in, what banking partners I need to bring in, what finance partners I bring in, and what do I need to do? What do I need to become? What do I need to do to have this property portfolio? The problem about people that start a property portfolio or a business that inherit cash or start with a load of cash, it robs you of that man on the ground education that helps you build a property portfolio. Actually, it's so much more successful in the long term if you do it and start with nothing, because you learn about how to do this the hard way rather than winning loads of money on the national lottery or a long lost auntie that's plopped her clogs and leaves you a load of money. You want to try and build your business, build your property portfolio with nothing first so that you learn all the hard stuff, so that you've got that huge education that you need. So having no money is a fantastic thing because it doesn't rob you of that education. Now, if you start off with no money, then you make some money, then you can really obviously explode, and that's a great thing. So the number one thing that I want to just get the salient point of this is, if you want to build a property portfolio, think about what it looks like when it's finished. because this gives you the journey plan. So for me, like I've said, I want a £3.5 million rent roll by the time I'm, say, 55. I've got about £500,000 rent roll now, and I can work that stuff out, and it makes me look at the right properties. Let me talk about some of my essential KPIs for property investment. I want a 10% rent on total capital deployed. And this is quite high for a lot of cases. So if I buy £1 million property, I put £250,000 into it, the bank puts £750,000 into it, I want to make sure that I'm getting at least 10% rent. So that's £100,000 off of that £1 million property. So I want 10% rent of total capital deployed. Now, this is hard to do, but it will make you look for the best possible deals. It will make you haggle for the best possible deals. It will make you find below market value property. It will make you buy property off plan. And here's the thing, gang. I'm only looking for one or two good deals like this a year, around the £1 million mark. Look to fund that rather than buying multiple buy-to-lets that are not tax efficient. Now, I do think you should start with residential, by the way, before you do commercial. That's what I've done. I've still got a big commercial portfolio, but that is the number one thing that I look for. 10% or rent of total capital deployed. Next thing that I look for is a minimum of a 20% return on investment based on a 25% deposit going into the deal. So I always work out on a 25% deposit going into the deal. I want to try and find, if possible, a way that I can leverage the business, leverage the property to buy more property in the future in quite quick succession within 2 or 3 years, and or help my trading business, because property is a great way to help a trading business. It gives the bank comfort that they know you've got these good assets around you. I want to have a balanced portfolio as well. Well, what does a balanced portfolio mean? Well, I need to have some stuff that's high yielding, but also, I mean, cash flow is number one, but I do honestly think about buying some stuff that I think will be worth more money in the future and capital growth. So you get paid from property twice. Number one is bringing income in, number two is bringing capital growth in. But I don't focus on capital growth number one, I focus on income number one, because capital growth is all about the markets. So that's some of the big things. The next thing that I really focus on is less is more. You know, I'd rather do one or two great deals a year rather than 10 or 12 average medium deals a year. And most people look for average medium stuff. Think with the end in mind and have this really powerful deal sourcing mindset about you that finds these great gems. Remember, you're looking for one or two a year. There's always a new deal coming along. So there's some of my points. I think the big thing that really keeps me guided and not, you know, because I can get very addicted to stuff, especially if it's growth and stuff like that, but I really like to think about this 10% of rent from total capital deployed. It makes me find the best deals, and that's why I think I've got a really high yielding portfolio, and I find these little gems from within. You know, I'd rather have 10 great properties that are cash flowing rather than 50 that make the same money as the original 10 that I spoke about. So I hope you really like these ideas that I've given you. I'm going to make some more property stuff, guys. There's going to be more on our YouTube channel. We're still going to be doing our business stuff, don't worry. But, you know, crucially, I think property is a great thing to do. It's a great thing to sit alongside a trading business. Those of you that follow me quite regularly know that I talk about the four companies that you need to be running. Number one is the company you are today. Number two is the company that you really want to be, the vision of what your business looks like when it's finished. Number three is a media and marketing company that pushes people into those two original companies, i.e. customers and leads. And then the fourth one is you should always be building a property investment company so that you've got a pension planned and or that you can re-leverage to kickstart your companies if they need to go again. So there's some of my big things on property. Don't forget, guys, if you want to listen to this on the podcast, it'll be coming out on the podcast. When will it be coming out, Chuds?
Today.
Oh, look at the efficiency of this organization. Tonight. The podcast will be coming out where you'll be able to listen to it in full DAB, digital quality. Is it actually DAB?
You tell me.
You tell me. It's a new type of sound called You Tell Me. So that's You Tell Me digital quality. It's going to be crisp sound. Thanks for watching, Facey Bookie. Thanks for watching, Instagram. See you real soon. Bye-bye.